Golconda Fort Complex, Part 1, Hyderabad, India. Ancient monuments are full of wisdom, for they have been filled with what they have seen and heard for hundreds of years. Mehmet Murat Yildirim. I sure feel dreamy, after so many posts on the heritage of Hyderabad. As I made my way away from the Quetzal tombs through the Banjara Gate to where it all began, the fort of Golconda. Mangalavaram Hills came into prominence when a shepherd boy found an idol on it. The ruling Kukataya king built a mud fort to protect the idol, and Golconda, or Shepherd's Hill in Telugu, thus came into existence in the 13th century. After the Kukataya, the Bahmani sultans took over the fort. Later, it came into the hands of the Quetzal. The first three kings rebuilt the fort over 62 years and held control from 1518 to 1687 AD. Fortifications and gates. 7 kilometers of stone fortified walls have ramparts, gates, bastions, and armory. Ensconced within are palaces, mosques, temples, pavilions, courts, gardens complete with water canals, fountains, baths, not to forget drainages. A medieval Islamic settlement that offered every living comfort to its dwellers. Not just comfort, but the most advanced defense technology, acoustics, and waterworks that surprise engineers even now. Being an important diamond trading center of the East, it catered to all kinds of travelers too. Of the 8 gates that guarded the citadel, only 4 are in use. Fatah Darwaza, Victory Gate, called so because Aurangzeb gained entry into the fort through it, Maki or Maka Darwaza, Mecca Gate, Banjara Darwaza, Nomads Gate, and Balahisar Darwaza, Fort Gate. The last is the innermost, through which we enter the fort. To maximize defense, they used axial alignment for all these gates, reflecting an Iranian tradition. The Citadel. The Quetzal adapted the Persian concept of Balahisar, elevated or high fort, and Panjshir, lower city, to make this citadel three-tiered. As one enters the complex, through the winding Balahisar gate, to the right is an elevated bastion, also ceremonial. Over the pointed arched gate are motifs of peacocks and lions, also a lotus in the center emphasizing the Hindu origins of the fort. The gate leads into the famous acoustic courtyard, an engineering marvel acting as a warning system in case of an attack. You can hear a loud clap made here a kilometer away at the highest point of the fort, the Balahisar Baradari. Within this courtyard to the right is a mortuary bath, there because of its proximity to the Murid Darwaza, gate for the dead. This gate exits straight out of the fort to the Quetzal tomb complex. Between the bath and the gate is Najina Bajul Garden. To the left of the acoustic courtyard is the three-storied Silakana, armory, made of granite. A pathway takes one past the ruins of the Nakprakana, drum announcer's pavilion, and the offices of Madana and Akana, administrators in the Golconda Sultanate between 1674 and 1685, to the Ranjit Mahal, palace for entertainment. The ruins tell the story of its beautiful past. Palaces of the Ladies. Ahead, the Darimindi Mosque, Bagmati Palace and Dad Mahal surround another sprawling garden. Historians infer the Dad Mahal to be 8-storied in the palace from which Sultan Clyde doled out justice. It got gutted in a fire. Behind these palaces, the path reaches the Kilwat, the Durbar Hall. This is the venue for the popular sound and light show every evening. From the hall, we can see the entire fortress of Golconda, ruins of the stables and the kitchen, and the royal acropolis at the top of the hill, appear magnificent. Just behind the Kilwat is the Zanana, ladies' quarters. The Rani Mahal, Queen's Palace, her mask, dressing rooms, and bodyguard quarters are part of it. And all of this is just at the ground level of the fort complex. The second layer of the crested citadel is a climb away from near Najinabad or Kilwat or the Zanana. Next week, Pick up your stamina and climb with me to discover more.